Well, good morning. Good morning. Let's stand and recite our call to worship this morning. It's found in your bulletin. If you would please stand. And then right after the spoken call to worship, we'll go right into our opening hymn. Yours, O Lord, is the greatest and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. We give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. We give you thanks and praise your glorious name. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Come thou, almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father, all glorious, o'er all victorious, come and reign over us, ancient of days. Come thou, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness on us descend. Come, Holy Comforter, thy sacred will bless this prayer. In this glad hour, thou who almighty art, now Spirit of power, to thee, great one in thee, eternal praises be, hence evermore, thy sovereign majesty, may we in glory see, and to eternity love and you may be seated. We have a special music that's not on your bulletin at this time.
Sorry, I forgot.
That comes sing today for my daddy, and then also for our Heavenly Father today for this song. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God.
his son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. And then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Good morning. As y'all can see, Pastor Bruce is not here today. Him and Janet are gone for a weekend retreat of prayer. So as you go into prayer this week, keep them in your hearts and pray for them as he goes through the struggles physically that he's going through. I want to go over just a few announcements. I want to remind you that the Young Girls Bible Study will be Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 at the Parsonage with the Pastor's Brown Bag Bible Study to follow. Also, the senior adult luncheon will be Tuesday at 11:45, and the entertainment will be Janice Cole, Matthew Herndon, Wood Smith, and Carson Smith. So if you like piano playing, it's worth going because that's four very talented people that will be playing and performing for you. We also want to ask you during the next week to keep our young children in your prayers. John Kirby is leaving to go to camp next week, and the week after that, some of our smaller children are going to Epworth for camp, and we ask that in your weekly prayers you keep them in it, where that when they go, they can really, really see the works of God and get God in their heart, as most of y'all have when you've attended Epworth. Is there any other announcements that I have missed? Seeing none, if you want to take a moment, just stand and greet your neighbor and say good morning.
Good morning.
As we head back to our seats, I do want to take a moment and say happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the house. I do want to say that it takes a special, special person to be a good father. And the greatest one of all is our Heavenly Father. And keep that in mind today. Also, when you tell your Father of this world happy Father's Day, also stop for a moment of prayer and thank our Heavenly Father for all that He has done for us. Now, if we'll please stand, we'll do our affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. On the third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. For our living the ministry this morning, I'd like to call on Megan Davenport, please. Thank you, Megan. She does a wonderful job with them. I wish y'all could have seen her at Vacation Bible School. In there, we're about to go to prayer, but does anyone need anybody lifted up in prayer today?
Sanford Paul.
Anyone else? Is that all? Yes, ma'am. Okay. As we go to prayer this morning, I want us to keep the employees of Thompson Hardwood in our prayers also, as we all know about the fire they had this week, and it's caused some economic issues with some of the people working there having to miss work. But from what I understand, they're going to be up and running pretty quickly. So that's a good thing. Please bow your head. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for allowing us to come here today. We pray that on this Father's Day that we can reflect on the great gifts that You have given us. We pray that we can be the fathers that You need us to be to our children. We pray that You be with those that are suffering both physically and mentally in this world, suffering with this world. We pray that You be with our pastor and his wife as they're in a prayer retreat this weekend. We pray that You be with all of them employees at Thompson Hardwood to make them through the tough economic times that they may see in the next couple weeks. In Your name we pray. Amen. And I would go into our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let's stand and sing our offertory hymn for this morning. Appropriately enough, number 144, This Is My Father's World.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, skies and seas. His hands the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King, let the heavens ring. God reigns, the earth be glad.
If the ushers would please come forward.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that the gifts that we're about to give will be used for the betterment of your kingdom. We pray that we give with a giving heart, knowing that our time and our tithes are required out of us to show our love for you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Seated.
At this point, the service is our children's sermon, and today, last week, we had Elizabeth Sack deliver the sermon for the children, and today we're going to let the children deliver to us. So here's Megan with her ensemble from Vacation Bible School.
Thank you.
Amen. We have had some wonderful music today. I hope I can hold up to my end of the deal, Dennis. If we'll please stand for the reading of the scripture. We're going to read Psalms 128 this afternoon. It says, "How joyful are those who fear the Lord, for who follows His all who follows His ways. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine flourishing within your home. Your children will be like vigorous young olive trees as they sit around your table. That is the Lord's blessing for those who fear Him. May the Lord continually bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live. May you live to enjoy your grandchildren. May Israel have peace." You may be seated. Today is Father's Day. It's one of them days we all look forward to. We get to celebrate. With anticipation, we wait till we get home from church to have a nice dinner prepared for us, or we're going to prepare it, one to two. Anticipation of the gifts that we're going to receive. You know, what did my kids buy me this year for Father's Day? Am I going to get a new grill? Maybe a new fish fryer? Maybe something? But what I want to talk to you about today on Father's Day is I want you to reflect on being a father. And I want you to think about what gifts do you bring as a father. That's what I want you to think about today. And I got two or three items I'm going to talk about. The first thing I'm going to talk about is a loving partnership with your wife. As a father, if you and your wife are not one in love, your children see that. How can they be raised to understand the Christian love and the godly love that we're called to have if we don't exercise it with our base partner? How do we do that? How could we ever expect our children to learn a good Christian love if we don't live by it? The second thing I want to talk about is make sure your involvement with your family is the right kind of involvement. It's easy to say I spend hours and hours with my children when I sit on the couch and watch TV or play on the computer while they're playing on their computers or out in the yard and I'm not doing things with them. Or if I'm going to their little league ball game and fussing and carrying on with the umpire because I don't like the call, or carrying on about the coach, don't know what he's doing because my son is sitting on the bench. That's not the type of involvement that we're called to have as Christians. What we're called to have is a loving relationship with our children and show them that by their involvement in a way, in a loving, kind way that God would show with us. The kind of love that Jesus showed with us when He was here. It's not always easy to do that. This world is tough. We work hard every day. We spend a lot of time dealing with the problems of this world. We spend a lot of time dealing with finances and with kids wanting to go here and there and just not having enough time in it. But we are called to always have compassion and love in a godly way as fathers. We are called to turn ourselves off from time to time and tune in to what our wife needs and what our children needs. It's not enough just to say, I spent 3 or 4 hours with my kids this week, if I spent 3 or 4 hours fussing at what they did wrong or what they could do better and not being thankful and praising God for the wonderful things they did do. And the third item on this I want to talk about is, how do you help your children become men and women of faith? And by doing that, I have to think about our fathers. We have to think about our fathers and what they did in our life. And I'm not going to talk about my father, because my father was not that person. My father was more concerned with making sure he had plenty to drink and making sure that he had what he wanted to have. So I didn't understand that. As a very young man, I was always very Christian. At an age of 10, I would preach to the neighborhood kids when we got home from church. So there ain't no telling where I could have been now if I'd had fatherly encouragement like I'm talking about. But my father was not concerned about that. So I went through life quite a while. I was always a Christian, but I did not know God in the fatherly way that I should have, because my father did not lead that example. It was several years later, probably in my mid-20s, when I met a young lady and fell in love and met her father. And then I met a father that showed me that. I met a father that showed me how I needed to live, and about how my responsibility was not just to me, but it was to my children to live the right way. It was to go on Saturday morning when I needed to go to church, then I would get up and go to lunch with Joe, Mary's father, if you ain't figured out that's who I'm talking about, and we would work all day. Some weekends that me and him would cook and feed 150 people, just me and him at the church, because that's what I'm called to do as a father. That's a lesson he showed me so I could show my children. If we don't show our children that, they'll never know it. They will not learn that. So that's what I want you to do today. When you think back as you being a father and the gifts that you give, are you that type of father? Are you the one that gets up on Sunday morning, the first one up to get everybody up and get them ready for church? Are you the one that has to get dragged out of bed just so you maybe can come? Are you the one that's going to say, well, little Johnny, it's okay if you don't go to Sunday school this morning. I stayed up late watching a movie with you last night. We'll just stay home today. We've heard it all every week anyway. It ain't important. You're not hearing nothing today that you haven't heard before. Are we that type of father? Are we the father that even if you got 3 hours of sleep, it's going to make you get up and go to church this morning? Right, Dale? Yeah, that young man did not want to go to sleep last night. So he's still on camp time. He was in camp last week, so he was still on camp time. But that's what we're called to do as fathers. It's not always easy. It's a challenge sometimes because we need time for ourselves, and we need time to just decompress from the day that we've had at work. But that's not what we're called to do. We're called to take a moment of prayer and then jump back right into the battle. That's what Jesus did. Jesus didn't say, well, guys, I've saved enough souls today. I'm going to sit down and take a little vacation. I had argued with too many people today. I'm not going to administer tonight. That's not what Jesus done. Jesus, 24/7, whenever he was needed, he was there. And that's as fathers, that's what we're called to do. The Bible tells us that God is always with us. He is our Heavenly Father. That's what we're called to do. That's what I'm going to talk about now. What gifts has my Father given me? But I'm not going to talk about a worldly father. I'm going to talk about my Heavenly Father is what I'm going to talk about. First thing he done, he gave his son for me so I could be forgiven, so that the mistakes that I've made in my life will not cause me to end up in a fiery death. That the mistakes of my life, because he gave his only son, allows me to be forgiven. That's unconditional love. That's what God shows for us, is unconditional love. I'm going to read another piece of scripture out of Matthew because today is Trinity Sunday, and I don't want to miss out on that. So I'm going to read Matthew 19 real quick. Therefore, go and make disciples. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of age. That's the greatest gift anybody could ever give us. Our Heavenly Father give us that he's always with us. He give us the Father. He give us himself. He give us the Son, who died on the cross for us so we could be forgiven. And he give us the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not going to dare sit up here and try to explain the Holy Trinity to you, because it's one of the mysteries of our faith that is not for me to explain. That you'll understand that when you go to glory. But today what I'm going to talk to you about is how the Holy Spirit, a gift from our Heavenly Father, can guide us in life. It allows me to be up here today, a young man that at 10 years old would come home from church every Sunday and sit on a wooden platform out in the backyard and preach to whoever he thought. But as life weighed on me and I got more worldly, I had less time for God, and sure wasn't about to be no preacher and wasn't going to stand in front of the church and preach to anybody. But I turned my back on the Holy Spirit. I was never a heathen. I never walked away from God, but I did lose sight of the Holy Spirit, and I quit letting the Holy Spirit guide me in my actions and how I acted. For a lot of years of my life, I was not the person I should be, because I didn't listen to that voice in my head. It's the Holy Spirit, this God in me trying to guide me. It wasn't until probably the last 8 or 10 years that I got back in touch with the Holy Spirit and allowed Him to guide me into life, make the decisions that I need to make. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. It'll make you, it'll guide you in the way to make the decisions you need to make in life that are Christian decisions. It'll allow you that when you are nervous or apprehensive about doing something, whether it's taking a new job or having another child or those type of things, we get to where we try to live in this world and not live in a godly world, and we try to make the decisions of this world. But we don't need to do that. We need to do like the scripture says. We need to understand that God will always be with us. We need to let the Holy Spirit guide us. You know, it's interesting that if you look at a church calendar, Trinity Sunday is really the last special Sunday of the year. Then they go into what you call ordinary time. It's funny, and I thought about this as I was trying to think of what a father's role is. And it says, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. That you could tell a new father that. But, the church calendar says it's ordinary time. But it should be extraordinary time is what it should be called, because we've been given this commission. We're one of these 11 disciples that Jesus speaks of here. God has gave us all the Holy Spirit. We are all called to go out and teach our fellow man to be disciples and to obey all the commandments given. And don't say to do this in adult Bible study. We're to do this every day, all the time. We're to do it with our children from the time they're born, forever and ever, as long as we live. That's what we're called to do. But whether you're a father, a mother, a preacher, or whoever you are, if you're a single person that's never been married in your life, you're still called to do this. We still get the gifts from our Heavenly Father, and we're all called to use them. So what I want you to take from this week is that no matter how life has done you, no matter what kind of father you've been, that you can be forgiven because our Heavenly Father gave us the greatest gifts of all. And understand that our Heavenly Father is with us always. And during the tough times, when the day after Thompson's caught on fire out here, God was with those people. God was in that building when that millions of dollars of lumber burnt, but not one person was hurt. It's a pretty flammable place. It went up pretty quick. Would have been pretty easy for somebody to be caught in it, but it wasn't because God was there. We can't always explain what happens in this world, but what we can always know is that God is with us. We can always know that if we're a good father, a good parent, a good brother, a good sister, if we want to be, the way to do that is through Jesus Christ. The way to do that is God's teachings. The way to do that is to make disciples of people. Don't avoid them because they don't live the way you want them to live. Convince them to live the way you should live. In closing, that's what I want to say. I want tomorrow when you wake up, I want you to say, well, Thomas kind of stumbled through that a little bit, but he had God in his heart. And he tried all he could to get the word across. And we have beautiful music in church. And I hope that during the week as you reflect on this, that if you're a father or if you're not a father, that you understand that we've been given a great commission from God. We've been given great gifts from God. And it's our responsibility to use them. It's our responsibility to be a good parent, to be a good brother and sister in a Christian, loving kind of way. One thing that always sticks out is God's unconditional love. No matter what we do, He's always forgiving and accepting of us. And we're called to do that with our fellow man, with our kids, with the people, our neighbors we don't like, and with our neighbors we do like. So we're about to go to prayer. And when we go to prayer, then the choir is going to sing another beautiful song. The altar's open if something's weighing heavy on your heart. If some of these things you need work with, if you need to learn to love more unconditionally, come to the altar and let God pray with you. Let us know as a family we need to pray for you. So we'll go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come today. We thank you for allowing us to be a Christian family. We thank you for this word that you have given us to read and study. We thank you for this beautiful music we've had today. We pray that you'll work on our hearts and make us be better Christians, that you'll guide us in the way that you need us to guide and make decisions we need to make in our life. In your name we pray. Amen.
And for our invitation hymn this morning, excuse me, number 361, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. And as we sing this song this morning, let the words of this hymn speak to your heart. And if God moves you to come to the altar and pray, or just pray where you are, just let these words speak to your heart and let God move you through these words. Let's stand and sing. 361, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure, not the labors of my hands. Careful for thy law's demands, can my sinner risk by noon? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou my Savior, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I give to them and fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
I want to thank you all for coming here today. And as we go out into next week, please keep Bruce in your prayers and keep the rest of our church family in your prayers. We all need it. We all need prayer. And understand to keep God number one in your life and live the way that He wants us to live. And we'll be good fathers and good mothers and just good brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's all we're called to do. If we do that, the rest of it will come together. Amen.